Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and Tuesday, day before Threesday, alohas to you. You are just in time as we begin the most heavily commuted and unavoidably also the most heavily congested hour of the show. And great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, and my email address is bob@1063word.com. So now that no collusion and no obstruction has been the result of the Mueller investigation, that is not deterring the lunacy of the left from talking about impeaching President Trump. Joseph DeGeneva has been one of the guys that actually has called it as he sees it throughout this entire illegal coup, not hesitating to name names. He is, of course, a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. He was on yesterday morning on WMAL in Washington on their morning show called Mornings on the Mall, and he was asked about where the Democrats are going to go from this point forward. And the first question to Joe was about impeachment. Here is Joseph DeGeneva yesterday morning on WMAL in Washington.
Well, impeachment is a political process under the Constitution, which requires high crimes and misdemeanors such as bribery, treason, etc. Now, although many Democrats and many people in the press and many former intelligence officials have accused the president of treason with no basis whatsoever, that doesn't mean that the Congress is incapable under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi and Elijah Cummings and Jerry Nadler, truly a bunch of lightweights, to do the unthinkable, which is to try and impeach the president. If they do so, they will ensure his reelection and they will lose the House and we will increase our seats in the Senate. So there's part of me that wants them to do it, but it's not good for the country. But when have the Democrats ever worried about the good of the country?
Yeah, impeachment. It's just, it's amazing that anybody's even discussing it, because you have basically a minority of members in the House who are saying we're going to overturn the will of the people. On the basis of what? They haven't even made a clear case, Joe, yet they're basically saying the words impeachment first and hoping for evidence later.
Yeah, well, you don't have to convince me. I'm certainly in the category that this is a stupid exercise if they undertake it. I think what you see is what happens when hatred for a political figure reaches the fever pitch and then obliterates all reason.
Yeah.
The opposition to the president is probably best reflected by people like Chuck Todd of Meet the Press and NBC News, and I use the word news advisedly. Chuck Todd has become a nut, an absolute nut, an ignoramus, an anti-intellectual fool representing NBC News, but apparently nobody at NBC even cares about that anymore. So, as I've said before, we're in a civil war. At this point, it's nonviolent, and I hope it stays that way. We have the war of ideas, and I call it the war of non-ideas, when there are people like Chuck Todd who actually decline to recognize reality in their discussions. These people still think there was collusion. It's like listening to Clapper say, well, it may not have been active collusion. It may have been passive collusion. Now, you have to be mentally ill to say that.
Now, can I just get your reaction to the Mueller report in total? Because we haven't talked to you since its release. What do you think of how the job that Bob Mueller did and what that report revealed?
I think Bob has embarrassed himself. First of all, it's not the Mueller report. It's the Weissman report. Andrew Weissman is responsible for this. tell, because the entire obstruction section, the 200-page volume two, is all about Andrew Weissman's bizarre theories of obstruction of justice. Remember, this is the person who, with the consent of the Bush Justice Department, went after people at Arthur Anderson and Enron on a theory of obstruction that the Supreme Court rejected 9-0. This is the kind of brilliant legal thinking that Bob Mueller surrounded himself with. It really doesn't matter what the report says. The report is an embarrassment to federal law enforcement. It's a violation of all DOJ regulations. Bob Mueller is a disgrace. I've known Bob. I like Bob. What he has done in this report is an embarrassment to himself, and it's an embarrassment to the Justice Department. Bill Barr is too nice a guy to say that publicly about Bob Mueller, but this report is a disgrace. Now, listen to this. He says the president, he can't prove the president committed the crime, but he's not going to exonerate him. Now, let's just think of what that means. That means that you are no longer entitled to the presumption of innocence. That means that you have to prove that you didn't commit a crime. This is sick. And Mueller stayed too long at the fair. Just watching him talk to that NBC reporter outside, he mumbled something about he never comments. I can't wait to watch him testify.
Yeah, that's really good stuff. Joseph DeGeneva, he's a former U.S. District Attorney, former U.S. Attorney, rather, for the District of Columbia, and a very bright legal mind. And one of those, as you can judge for yourself from the comments he made, actually still has his feet planted in reality. 13 after 5 here in the Bobby Mac Show, in on my text line. If you just joined us after 5 o'clock, I was talking right before the news at 5 about a family in Texas that has just been busted for gaming the Augusta ticket lottery system for their own benefit, and now are facing up to 20 years in prison for mail fraud and wire fraud and conspiracy and a bunch of other charges. Texter says, my dad's Vietnam buddy has a grandson who played in that junior chip and putt at the Augusta National this year, and we couldn't get tickets. Not surprising. And somebody else tweeting, Bodges! We don't need no stinking Bodges! Gotcha. Bobby, just caught the tail end of your sharing a text about the Whitefoot Militia. Could you get that information again, please? Yeah, they said they're going to be, they'll have a table at the Gun and Knife Show this weekend, and they are looking for recruits, if you're interested. Bobby, those virgins that the Muslims are so hot after, those virgins are 80-year-old Catholic nuns complete with rulers. Wow. And watch out for your knuckles. From Tina, RN, Bobby, due to global warming, this summer's temperatures will be the hottest of the year. Gotcha. And you heard it here first, okay? About the video that Moneypenny posted on our Facebook page of the black lab being given a puppy of his own and going to DEFCON 1 as a result. Texter says, Bobby, I saw my wife turn into a little girl over the weekend. We adopted a King Charles Spaniel from the Greenville Humane Society. Good for you. Good for you. All of our doggies are rescues as well. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. We talked a bit about the tragedy of the invasion at our southern border. There's another aspect to this immigration business as well, and that is visa overstays. And President Trump wants to do something about that as well. That's next.
That is correct.
5:22 now, bumper to bumper here in the 5 o'clock Follies, Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday. In on my text line. Hi, Bobby. Impeachment, the topic of the day among all the loony lefties, particularly the 2020 Democrat presidential candidates, because they have nothing else to campaign on or rally around. Can't complain about the economy or unemployment. Am I missing something? No, I don't think so. Bobby, my response to the Democrats pursuing impeachment, in the flowery words of Doc Holliday in Tombstone, you're a daisy if you do. Gotcha. Now then, the president dealing with another aspect of immigration. President Trump is ordering the Departments of State and Homeland Security to take all steps in their power to reduce the currently hundreds of thousands of people who overstay temporary visas every year. A presidential memorandum issued Monday afternoon. I'm sure you heard about this on all the Alphabet Network's newscasts, right? Right? Yeah, sure. A presidential memorandum issued Monday afternoon instructs the Secretaries of State and Homeland Security to outline within 120 days recommendations for how to reduce visa overstays, especially from the 28 countries from which more than 10% of arrivals overstay their visas. The memorandum also instructs the secretaries to take all steps necessary in their power to cut visa overstays and orders a review of the visa waiver program. An administration official told the Washington Free Beacon, what we're doing here is shutting a back door for illegal immigration. This is part of the administration's comprehensive approach to combating illegal immigration. Remember years ago when Newt Gingrich was gearing up his presidential campaign, and he talked about the illegals who were using visa overstays as a way to be able to game the system and stay here, well, indefinitely. And he used as an example, FedEx can send a package anywhere in the world, and at any time while it's in transit can tell you exactly where that package is. And yet we have no idea where all these people who have all these visas are overstaying, where they are. It's crazy. But crazy is a word that is synonymous with most of the Democrats. Take as a case in point, Crazy Bernie. Yeah. Who rages against millionaires. Oh, sorry, no. Who rages against billionaires. Now that he's a millionaire himself, he eliminated millionaires from his lexicon. And has some interesting ideas about who should be able to vote. As he exhibited yesterday in a Clinton News Network town hall meeting, Crazy Bernie taking questions during the town hall, including this one from a young woman.
Senator Sanders, you have said that you believe that people with felony records should be allowed to vote while in prison. Does this mean that you would support enfranchising people like the Boston Marathon bomber, a convicted terrorist and murderer? Do you think that those convicted of sexual assault should have the opportunity to vote for politicians who could have a direct impact on women's rights?
Okay, thank you for the question. And let me just say this. What our campaign is about and what I believe is creating a vibrant democracy. Oh. Today, as you may know,
deflecting.
We have one of the lowest voter turnouts of any major country on earth. I want to see us have one of the highest voter turnouts. And by the way, what we're seeing is more young people getting involved in the political process, but not enough. And in my view, if young people voted at the same percentage that older people voted in this country, we would transform this nation. But to get to your point.
Yeah, we transform it into a workers' paradise of socialism, blah, blah, blah.
We live in a moment where cowardly Republican governors are trying to suppress the vote. And in fact, right here as you may know, in New Hampshire.
Here we go
again. The legislature and the governor are working hard to make it more difficult for young people to vote.
No, they're making it harder for illegals and people who don't have a right to vote because they aren't citizens voting. Bernie, moron.
And to me, that is an incredibly undemocratic, un-American process. And I say to those people, by the way, if you don't have the guts to participate in free and fair elections, you should get another job and get out of politics.
Huh?
All right. So we got to...
Oh, yeah, let's applaud
the
moron.
So here is And to answer your question,
yeah,
as it happens in my own state of Vermont,
uh-huh,
from the very first days of our state's history, what our Constitution says is that everybody can vote. That is true. So people in jail can vote. Now, here is my view. If somebody commits a serious crime, sexual assault, murder, they're going to be punished. They may be in jail for 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, their whole lives. That's what happens when you commit a serious crime. But I think the right to vote is inherent to our democracy. Yes, even for terrible people.
Oh, my God.
Because once you start chipping away and you say, well, that guy committed a terrible crime, not going to let him vote. Or that person did that, not going to let that person vote. You're running down a slippery slope.
Yeah, a slippery slope to allow the Boston Marathon bomber to vote while in prison. There's a great idea, Bernie, you commie lunatic.
So I believe that people who commit crimes, they pay the price. When they got out of jail, I believe they certainly should have the right to vote. But I do believe that even if they are in jail, they're paying their price to society. But that should not take away their inherent American right to participate in our democracy.
Applause for the answer.
Yeah, and they're applauding. They're applauding. Yeah, yeah, you're right, Bernie. That's absolutely right. Boston Marathon bomber, sure, let him vote. this guy, I just don't get, you know. You know, under the kind of system that Bernie wants, you don't have people in elected office and citizens. You have tyrants at the top, and you have their servants, their slaves. People who have been stripped of their liberties, as happens in every tyrannical socialist slash Marxist dictatorship. And this is what Bernie wants. When he talks about transformation of America, he's talking about exactly what Obama talked about. You know, let's go down the path of socialism, which is first cousin to Marxism. As I have repeatedly said, a socialist is a communist who lacks commitment. That's the only difference. And this is a guy who's leading the field for the Democrat. Good. Good. Put him up against the Donald. Let's see what happens. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. Phones are backed up, so we'll get to those next here on the Bobby Mac Show.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal. Not to mention a telephone. Connected right now to Dale, who is in Easley and is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Dale. Thanks for patiently waiting. Good to have you here.
Oh, thank you. That surprised me. I had to get everything undo and undid.
No problemo.
The thing I'm just kind of confused about, and I don't think they understand anything about impeachment, is these people run for president on the Democratic side. They're running on the idea they're going to impeach Trump, and they're running on that campaign. That's all well and good, but if they win, they can't impeach Trump. Nobody can.
I'm not sure I follow you.
Okay. How can you impeach somebody who's not president?
Well, yeah, they're talking about impeaching him before the November 2020 election, so they don't have to run against him because, of course, their knees are knocking together like castanets because they know they can't beat him.
Well, no. My understanding was these people running for president are running on the policy that they're going to impeach Trump.
Well, they're talking. The members of Congress that are running, like Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, those individuals are joining with Pelosi and crazy Maxine and crazy Bernie and all the rest and screaming, yeah, he must be impeached. He must be impeached. We don't have any evidence of a high crime or misdemeanor, but the facts notwithstanding, he must be impeached.
Well, I misunderstood then, because my understanding was they're trying to get all the voters who wanted to impeach Trump to vote for him on that ground, so they will impeach him after they get into office.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, they want him impeached beforehand so they don't have to run against him.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the way they were talking was kind of confusing, so other people may figure that
well,
they're wanting.
No wonder, Dale, because everything they say is confusing.
Yeah.
You know, they are, as the Temptations famously musically said decades ago, they are a ball of confusion.
And they're doing pretty good at it, bouncing around.
Yep, they are. Thank you, Dale. I appreciate the call. Colonel Ted joins us this afternoon. Colonel Ted, our official, unofficial military affairs expert. And as always, Colonel Ted, Miss Moneypenny and I salute you.
Well, thank you. And I'm actually playing as a roving military reporter today.
Excellent.
And that I'm down at Charleston and spent a couple of days at Charleston Air Force Base in the area. But on the way the other day, I stopped at McIntyre, what used to be Air National Guard Base, now just National Guard Joint Base with Army helicopter pilots and that kind of stuff, too. But anyway, I'd been there years ago just briefly, but I spent a little more time there on the way over to Shaw Air Force Base. And I came across a F-104 Starfighter, what do you call them? Where the plane's just up on a pedestal.
Right. Memorial
moment.
Yeah, to memorialize the aircraft out front of a base. Isn't the F-104 the one they used to call the flying coffin?
Yeah. And here's a story about how McIntyre Air Force National Guard base got named. The first South Carolina National Guard commandant, whatever they called him back then.
Right.
Anyway, back in the late 50s, I think it was, the South Carolina Air National Guard had starfighters, and the Brigadier General McIntyre was killed when his 104 flamed out somewhere in New York over a populated area, and he rode the plane in and was killed rather than bail out.
Wow.
And, you know, not knowing where the aircraft was going to go. Boy, I tell you, I was just moved by reading that.
Man, yeah, what a
that tribute to him.
What a heroic act on his part.
Oh, absolutely. I've known of other pilots that have done that over the years, too.
Yeah.
But, to have somebody of that rank here in South Carolina, having that base named after him, I thought your listening audience might like to hear that story.
Yeah, it's a fitting tribute. You'd be interested in knowing, Colonel Ted, a friend of mine told me on the golf course this morning that there's a Goonie Bird in town here at the Greenville Downtown Airport for today and tomorrow. I guess it may be, at least in the States, the only airworthy C-47 that's still out there.
Oh, wow. I flew on those a few times early in my Air Force career.
Yeah, I've been in them, too.
From Phoenix, once from Phoenix out to California, where I was going for temporary duty, and then, of course, saw them over in Vietnam when they made them gunships.
Right. Which, turned them into Spectre gunships. Yeah.
Right. But, anyway, just one. I've not talked to you for a while, and it was early January that I had my cell phone stolen and was without a cell phone for 17 days.
Oh, geez.
Try that sometime.
Yeah, right.
That's a long story why it took that long to convince an insurance company that it really was stolen. But
wait a minute,
they didn't
take your word as a veteran, Colonel Ted?
No, they didn't. They played hardball, and the reason was real quick. The reason was whoever stole it somehow managed to get past my passcode to use it.
Yep.
And so it was used some days after I said the phone was stolen, and they were trying to say that I used it.
Oh, jeez.
So it took the people over at Verizon to convince them that no, it was the person who stole it. That,
when you lose that
used it,
when you lose that phone, it's like being totally disconnected from society. You know, it's like you're a stranger in a strange land. Colonel Ted, be safe on the road. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it, sir. 5:45, quarter before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Yeah, the Flying Coffin was like a tube with these short, stubby wings. And they lost a bunch of them. Quarter before 6. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show.
Excellent.
Welcome back. 5:51, 9 before 6, in on my text line. Bobby, the F-104 was a hot ticket. If you Google, there's a recent story about two F-104s getting the best of two F-15s early in the F-15's career. Yeah, but was a difficult airplane to fly, from all reports. I never flew one, and was prone, as Colonel Ted said, to flameouts. And I stand corrected. Hey, Bobby, it's a DC-3 at Greenville, the civilian version of C-47. There are hundreds of C-47s still flying. Yeah, I know that they still are in service, like Africa and South American countries. Bob, there are literally hundreds of C-47s and DC-3s still flying, many of them here in the U.S. Really? But didn't know that. Bobby saw the DC-3 flying over Pickens County about 2:30 this afternoon from Jim in Easley. Thank you. Bobby, if somebody is impeached, are they allowed to ever run for president again? That's a good question. How many American presidents have been impeached? That is, convicted. How many American presidents have been impeached and convicted? The answer would be zero. No American president has ever been convicted. Been impeached, gone to trial in the Senate, never been convicted. Bruce is next up on his cell phone. Hi, Bruce, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, man, where'd I put my time card? I feel like an employee. I've been waiting too long.
Everything has a price, Bernie. Don't let the Democrats tell you that there is a free lunch.
Oh, yeah, I was wanting to talk about old Bernie. You know, he said that people in prison, the murderers, the thieves, the rapists, they all need to vote.
Sure.
Well, you know, following his logic, prison's a pretty dangerous place.
It is.
We need to have a store in there where they can buy and keep their Second Amendment rights so they can protect themselves so they'll be ready to vote.
That's a great idea. What could possibly go wrong with giving convicted felons in prison their Second Amendment rights?
I can see where it'd be a problem at all. You know, roll me another one and make mine a double.
Yeah. And this just exemplifies, Bruce, the lunacy of the left and how crazy their ideas are.
I mean, you know, if someone would have said something like that 20 or 30 years ago, they would just kindly escort them off the stage.
Yeah.
And said, you know,
yeah, they would have been laughed out of town. Right.
Yeah.
But the applause light comes on in the CNN studio, and, oh, yeah, that's a great idea, Bernie. Yeah, let them vote. Right.
Yeah. Hey, I'd say let them talk, please.
Yeah. Right. And let's hope that the media keeps informing us of all of their wonderful ideas of how they're going to make America better.
Yeah. All right. Good to hear you, buddy.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate the call, my friend. Gilbert is along. He is in Greenville. Hi, Gilbert. Welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Good afternoon, Bob. I was listening to Salute to Service Saturday afternoon.
Great show.
Somebody called in about the C-47.
Right.
Believe it or not, it is fly-worthy to go back overseas for the reenactment of the 75th anniversary of its flights, dropping our paratroopers over Normandy.
Wow.
And there's some World War II veterans that they're trying to raise money for that landed at Normandy that want to go back over there for the 75th anniversary.
Wow.
And so this aircraft is actually going to be flown with paratroopers in it. I don't think it'll be the World War II one. So George H. Bush was used to go jumping a few times, but other than that, that's the reason it's here in Greenville for a couple of days. I thought I heard it this morning, but the time I got outside, it was gone. But I'm planning on going out and see it out downtown airport. But it will be leaving sometime tomorrow, early Thursday.
Yeah,
and it's here for 2 days.
And I understand you can tour the aircraft for free, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it. They may ask for contributions.
Sure,
but,
you can make a donation. Right.
But can you believe it? I don't remember whether it's a two-engine or four-engine.
Yeah, C-47, the old Goonie Bird, is a two-engine.
to it. I thought it was.
Yeah, I think it's got a couple of Pratt and well, it had a couple of Pratt and Whitney engines. I don't know what engines they have in it now.
But it is the last one flying. But it's going to be nice to go back overseas one more time.
Man,
You know, and actually, I think they're going to fly it. You know, the crew's going to fly it over the ocean. I don't.
Man.
You know, how else would it get there unless it? You wouldn't want to disassemble it.
No, I wouldn't think so. And for those great heroes of the Normandy invasion, the guys that jumped in from the 101st and the 82nd Airborne Divisions, what a thrill for these surviving veterans to be able to see that aircraft in the air again.
Right, just surviving Normandy.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. But, you know, and of course, they jumped early on the morning.
That's right. Yeah,
they
jumped pre-dawn.
They didn't know where they were going to land or anything.
Right, and ended up in the hedgerows there, and
we're right
in the middle of it. Because, well, it's like that great line in Band of Brothers, you know, where they're at the Battle of the Bulge,
right.
and the troops are marching out, and they're going in, and the guy's coming out are saying, "No, where are you guys going? Don't you know we're surrounded by Germans?" And the captain says, "We're paratroopers. We're supposed to be surrounded." I love it. Thank you, Gilbert. I appreciate the call. Got to run for the news here at the top of the hour. See you back with a bonus hour next here on the Bobby Mac Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.